Com.
Good morning, 6:50 on Indy's Morning News. Well, a lot of folks are very concerned about a new opiate painkiller that is about ready to hit the market. It is called Zohydro, and it is so strong that someone could die of an overdose from just two pills. Joining us right now is our friend Scott Watson with Heartland Intervention. Scott, this is 5 to 10 times the power of Vicodin. The FDA put together a panel. The panel voted 11-2 to keep it off the market. The FDA said, no problem, we're going to put it on the market anyway. Setting aside the reasons why that happened, what is the point of this drug? Why do we need another opiate painkiller on the market, do you think?
Well, I don't know that we do need another opiate painkiller on the market. It seems to me that both the number of opiate painkillers that are available and the number of delivery systems that are available certainly seems sufficient to be doing a good job for even the people that have chronic pain. And when we say that, we mean people that have confirmed chronic pain diagnosis, as well as those that are end-stage cancer that have pain that traditionally and typically is the most difficult to measure. So I think it makes it a little bit difficult to set aside an 11-2 ruling. Having said that, that's a policy discussion, and wherever possible, we might try to stay out of that.
Okay, well, having said that, though, you're the guy that talks about addictions. And so let's talk about the possible effects of this. It has an enormous potential for abuse. And as I understand it, there is, in fact, a way to put some sort of a drug within a drug to keep it from being abused, crushed, and snorted or whatever. Is that right?
One of the things that is most concerning about this Zohydro is the fact that the product that was released on March 1st, or allegedly was going to be released on March 1st, we believe is now available on the market. It can be crushed and either then made into a solution that can be injected or crushed and snorted. Typically what we see with some other similar type drugs is they do have a compound that when the pill is crushed, it is no longer useful. The manufacturers of this drug indicate that they too will have that, but it could be up to 3 years before it's available.
These are staggering statistics. The United States has 5% of the world's population. It now accounts for 84% of global oxycodone or OxyContin consumption and more than 99% of hydrocodone, which is Vicodin or Lortab consumption. That, my friend, is a lot of painkiller, so it's not like we don't have enough.
And so certainly when we look at what's next, it's no surprise that throughout central Indiana and throughout the country, we have families dealing with addiction. And so what I want to say is we absolutely positively want people that are in pain to be well managed and well treated. Having said that, we also want families that struggle with addiction to realize you're not alone and that help is available. And that, yes, there's some embarrassment that comes with that sometimes with the stigma. And yes, it's expensive to find a solution for addiction, but help is available. And if families don't reach out for that help, oftentimes addiction ends very, very poorly.
Between 1999 and 2010, again, just hard facts here, the number of U.S. drug poisoning deaths involving an opioid analgesic like this is went from 4,000 to 17,000, and it now tops those from both heroin and cocaine combined. So while we talk a lot and the headlines a lot grab the heroin or the cocaine, it is these painkillers that we're seeing more and more, not just people getting addicted to them, but also dying from them, which, again, I think would shock a lot of people when they hear that.
No doubt. We certainly see the addiction. We certainly see the overdose. And I think when we read statistics like that, the concern is what we see is, oh, a bunch of drug addicts that have died. And that may or may not be the case. But we have to realize that even the most hardcore drug addict typically has a mom or a dad or a spouse or a kid that loves them. And it's easy to get cold when we look at the statistics. We have to realize that we're talking about people, we're talking about families, we're talking about employers and employees.
And again, this is not this new drug we're talking about, Zohydro. This is not something that you'll find over the counter, but neither is OxyContin or Vicodin. And that doesn't stop folks from getting their hands on it legally, illegally, or a combination of both.
The manufacturer indicates that they're going to monitor the abuse potential for this, and they're going to monitor prescribers' habits, and that's all good and well. But the reality is we all know that there are other pain relievers out there that have been monitored, and basically what we find out is if someone walks into a pharmacy and robs the pharmacy, they have access. We also find that if someone dies or if someone doesn't use their entire bottle of prescribed medication, it's certainly possible that that could be either sold or used by someone for which it is not intended or prescribed.
prescriptions for painkillers have tripled in the last 20 years, according to the CDC. Just another fact. It is us. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and so there's one way to look at that and say, hey, we're doing a good job
sure.
of treating people in pain.
Absolutely.
But we have to realize that there are ripple effects. And
yep.
so when the ripple effects become problematic, then it's important that families talk about it. It's important that those of us that work in the recovery community are prepared to work very, very hard because we are, in fact, fighting an uphill battle.
All right. Scott Watson from Heartland Intervention here in Indianapolis. As always, Scott, great to have you on. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
All right.